This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. France and Germany condemning the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the country's consulate in Istanbul, and European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini calling for a thorough, credible, and transparent investigation. Turkish officials say they believe Khashoggi, a columnist for The Washington Post, was killed by Saudi agents in retaliation for his criticisms of the Saudi crown prince. 15 people were killed and another 60 wounded when a suicide bomber tried to enter a polling station in northern Kabul while the nation's voters chose members of parliament. Nazif Shirani, an Indiana University scholar, spoke with VOA from Kabul.
I think the expectation is the outcome will be quite contested, and there will be charges and countercharges of all sorts. How they're going to sort that out, that is, who will be declared winners. The important role of this particular elected parliament will be, if it's going to happen, would be constitutional amendment.
The Taliban had issued repeated threats of attacks on polling stations and also on all election-related activity. 55 people were killed in northern Nigeria in the last week after clashes between young Christians and Muslims. Nigeria is mostly split among religious lines, with Muslims in the north, Christians in the south. Presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have agreed to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras after President Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves, I'll bring out our military.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said his country does not permit migrants to come into its territory like this.